Michigan has its primary Tuesday, but so does Arizona. And tonight, that state hosts maybe the biggest debate of this primary season and the first in which Rick Santorum will be positioned as co-frontrunner with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney will most likely be asked why he can't seal the deal. Rick Santorum will likely be asked about recent comments about President Obama's theology and a past comment from a speech in 2008 that's exploded on the internet about Satan having his sights on the U.S. Bruce Merrill is a pollster with Arizona State University's Morrison Institute for Public Policy. So, Bruce, Santorum and Romney neck and neck in Michigan. What do your polls show there in Arizona?
The race is definitely closing. Romney had about a 10-12 point lead a month ago. It's now within the statistical sampling error, which means it's a dead heat here, too.
What are people in Arizona saying, you know, has contributed to that? Is it some of the issues that Rick Santorum, the social issues he's been talking about on the campaign trail? What are they saying is the difference?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. Number one, there's long been a division growing in Arizona between the evangelical Tea Party right wing of the Republican Party, which is very focused on social issues, and the moderate Republicans, ironically called in Arizona, Goldwater Republicans. And the key thing in the primary particularly is turnout. The lower the turnout, the more the ideologues predominate in Arizona, and the more likely it is that Santorum would have a chance here to upset Romney.
Well, I just have to say something you just said for the very, 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 very young people in the audience who might not have caught that. You know, Barry Goldwater was considered the furthest to the right of candidates in 1964. And so now you're saying that, ironically, the moderates in Arizona are called the Goldwater Republicans, meaning the party has moved further to the right.
That's absolutely true. Plus, people forget, Barry Goldwater, who I did polls for many years, was actually pro-gay rights. He was pro-choice. He was against abortion. But his position was, should a woman be able to make a decision about her body or should the government? And he would argue that the true conservative position would be to be pro-choice.
You're just reminding us of, you know, how much social issues have become important. And he was considered so conservative because he was a hawk on the Vietnam War. But given that, just quickly, what's been the impact of the story of Sheriff Paul Babeau? He was Romney's Arizona co-chair. He stepped down from that job after his Mexican ex-boyfriend claimed that Sheriff Babeau threatened to deport him after they broke up. The sheriff holding an extraordinary press conference to deny that allegation but acknowledge that he is gay. You know, Sheriff Babeau had been a superstar in calling for tough border controls. So how are Arizonans reacting to his story? Is that showing up in the polling?
Well, I don't think that it's showing up in the polling yet, but I think the potential consequence of this is it reinforces with the social conservatives that Romney, you know, isn't a true conservative. I mean, after all, this guy's gay, and if the election is very, very close, it could actually be a factor.
Well, we know that Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul are in your state, Arizona, today, but Arizona's primary is winner-take-all. You know, you mentioned the split in the Republican Party, but still Arizona has a huge Mormon population, which might tilt in Mitt Romney's favor. Is there a thinking among those two bottom-tier candidates that they're going to cede the state to either Santorum or Romney?
I don't think so. In fact, the interesting thing, yes, there are a lot of Mormons in Arizona, but it's a mistake to view Mormons as a homogeneous political group. Overall, they're working class, blue collar, and many of them, particularly in the rural areas in Arizona, are very strong Ron Paul supporters. They will find Romney is too liberal, like many voters. Now, there are expectations because of the Mormon population that he is going to win here. And of course, if he doesn't win in Michigan, boy, I mean, this whole election is probably directed towards a brokered convention in the summer.
And by the way, you remind me, of course, Harry Reid is a Mormon and a Democrat. So, of course, it's not a population that votes monolithically. Bruce Merrill, public opinion researcher and senior research fellow at Arizona State University's Morrison Institute for Public Policy. Bruce, thanks so much for talking to us ahead of tonight's very important debate.
Delighted.